With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today we're going to talk about things we haven't talked about. We talked about a lot of vocabulary words over the past couple of days and stacking them with the right particles. And you're going to see some more common than others. Ato is most often going to be put with de, ato de, after. Just saying, you know, I could put that as a whole sentence by itself. Mae ni, especially with aru and iru. But that mae is the direction forward and de is the location. And we often will see these together when it comes to time, when it comes to location, both. But there's some other ones we haven't talked about. And these are things such as aida, uchi ni, and nagara, while, or in the space of, or during something. Taking up that, we've talked about moving forward, we've talked about moving backwards and side to side, but we haven't really talked about what goes on during those moments, right? And that's because I want to make sure we, one, fully understand ni and de, but also to understand that we need to take these things one step at a time. Next week, I'm going to be talking all about aida and nagara and uchi ni and there's another one, the spacing, no ma ni, for example, and how these all, you know, shikashi nagara, all these different things that kind of go together to do a during. Now, this may seem kind of interesting to you in of the fact that as you go through these individual episodes and you start stacking vocabulary together, and I know I hit at this point, that's why I'm making this whole episode about it, is, yes, now I have vocabulary, John-sensei. I have particles I can stick to them, and I have some verbs now that can kind of help me out. Conjugating them is still kind of difficult, I get that. But I still can't speak Japanese. They're still going to say it in some ways that I'm not quite familiar with. And that's true. There's still parts where you're going to be like, man, I just don't get it. I don't understand. That's okay. That's absolutely fine. There are times where I don't understand what's going on in the conversation. I've spoken Japanese for years. Now, that's not meaning to get you discouraged. What I'm saying is there's always something more to learn and there's always something better to learn. If you have friends to talk to and you want to start using Japanese, I recommend trying to type some of these things out. Give yourself directions and activities to be able to actively use it in conversation, and then start listening. Japanese is a wonderful and fantastic language that has a wide variety of vocabulary words, ways to communicate, and feelings that are associated with different types of conjugations, syntax, and semantics that will make you more eloquent. But before you can become eloquent, we have to sit down those foundational principles. And that's what you're doing now. So at this point, you've probably gone, you know, the 30-day challenge and a number of episodes beyond that. You have Japanese 101 basically down, and you are trying to be able to now coordinate more complex sentences. Get these foundations down first and then listen. Now that you can say, behind the store, after you go to the store, you know, super ni itta ato de, or, you know, because we want to use past tense before we use ato. We're going to talk about ato probably again. Or before you go to the store, supa ni iku mae ni, right? Or behind the store, supa no ato. Or supa no mae, before or after, using that noun, the no particle to connect things together. You have been able to put things together, and now you need to add some more colloquial ways to speak to people. And that comes through one experience and being able to understand what is right in that context. That context is where things are really going to connect for you. So I want to make sure I did this episode to show you there are things that you do know and there are things that you don't know, and that's okay, but you need to use what you have is my main point from here. So thank you so much for listening to the Manga Sensei podcast. If you'd like to support us and try to help us get rid of some of these ads, please join us on Patreon. As soon as I get enough patrons, I will be able to take the ads off this and podcast, because it just becomes quite annoying. And if you'd like to receive other free useful tools, all available on my website, please do so. If you'd like to support us in another more simple way, my book is available on Amazon, as well as my website in ebook format. Thank you so very much, and I will see you again tomorrow. But remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to learn Japanese, so let's make mistakes.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.